The Israel Report with Roland Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Roland Marks, how are you?
Always good to chat to you, Howard. What a way to start the weekend. I tell you, it has been the most insane week here.
All right. So it really, really has been. It's very, very difficult actually to follow what has gone on in Israel. The week started off with an incredible amount of difficulty, rockets raining in from Gaza, the defense system, the Iron Dome doing a fantastic job. And then all of a sudden it stopped and life went back to normal.
I mean, just like that, you know, this seems to be the pattern that we see. I mean, even the protests that were taking place on the southern border for 7 weeks, very, very intense protests, not peaceful at all. And just like that, they came to an end and all was peaceful. I mean, it's insane.
Absolutely. Absolutely insane. But the week is ending with Pride Parade. Is that today? When is that?
Well, we have the build-up to Pride. I think Pride starts throughout this weekend and carries on to next weekend. And if you are in Tel Aviv is very proudly bedecked in the rainbow flag. We are expecting hundreds of thousands of tourists and visitors who will take part in the annual Pride Parade to visit the country over the course of the next week. So Tel Aviv next week will be one great big part. I mean, it's the city that really doesn't sleep, Howard. Last week we discussed that this week was cocktail week and everybody got their cocktails on, and it's now the build up to Pride, so everybody will be getting their Pride on, gay and straight. Because everybody in Israel, or as many people as possible, come out to celebrate the civil rights of their fellow citizens, and then we will have the build up later this year to Dog Day.
Every dog has its day in Tel Aviv, right?
Every dog does have its day, and the dog's day is so special. You can take your dog for sushi or a massage or a movie. Oh, it's word. Very, very special.
It's actually incredible how a country that has so many real issues can actually still celebrate the strangest things.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Just shows the diversity.
I mean, you just need to spend
a
day in Tel Aviv to see all kinds of strange, including my resident favorite, the lady who, no matter what the weather is, dresses up like, or she has this coat that looks like it should belong to Big Bird, and she walks the streets of Tel Aviv talking to herself, and she's my absolute favorite Tel Aviv eccentric.
Because every city has to have one. Their school region kindergarten tells President Rivlin, "You cannot talk to the kids now because they're eating." That's an only in Israel moment, right?
This is so an only in Israel moment. You know, we had a very traumatic day on Tuesday. You know, anyone who was following the news would have known that we had over 130 rockets and mortars fired at our southern citizens from Gaza, setting off the Tzeva Adom 166 times in 22 hours. I mean, we really, really were going quite crazy here with worry. But a kindergarten was hit minutes before the children arrived for school, and our President Reuven Rivlin apparently phoned the children to see how they were doing. He wanted to speak to the children, and the teacher said, "Well, actually, you can't at the moment because they're busy having their breakfast." And then after a few minutes clicked, you know, this is the president of the country. He has phoned specially to speak to the children. Maybe I should let him speak to them. And he wished them a day of good learning and fun games and invited them to Jerusalem. But he really, really is a big teddy bear. He's a very, very beloved figure here in Israel. And once again, proving exactly why we love the president by showing his gigantic heart. But really, only in Israel do we prioritize the eating over speaking to the president.
Look, I hear it. You know, I think it actually makes perfect sense.
Of course it does. But it's also a symbol of Israeli resilience. You know, it shows the world that despite this incredible threat on our border, despite having to deal with a situation that no other country has to deal with in terms of rockets and mortars, we are resilient and we will carry on with our routines. You know, for them to shake us that we stop living our lives, then we truly are defeated.
Rolene, on a serious note in this regard, there's obviously been a lot of talk about the next march, which I think is taking place next week, and that's to protest the Arab loss of in the Six-Day War. Is Israel doing anything different as it approaches this event or this day?
Well, I think you raise a very, very important question, because, you know, obviously we have learned from the tremendous PR failure that was these protests. And this week, one of the advantages that we had from a diplomatic perspective is that the foreign ministry, the minute the rockets and the sirens started to happen, the foreign ministry briefed all diplomats and they immediately went to work in their respective countries. And the result was this outpouring of condemnation of the rocket attacks and the mortar attacks on Israeli civilians. I mean, one of the surprises to me was to hear from the Irish foreign minister, who we don't often hear from, the Irish very much standing in solidarity with the Palestinians, who condemned the attack. I mean, the only entity that really blamed both sides was UNRWA, but that is to be expected from UNRWA, as they come increasingly under the microscope for the way that they conduct themselves in the territory. So it begs to be seen whether or not this kind of momentum will carry on into the week. We do know that the Palestinians have declared that Wednesday will be a day of rage. We are expecting protests in Gaza as well as East Jerusalem and on the West Bank. And, you know, it begs that never-ending question, why always a day of rage? Why, you know, in light of the situation in the region, in light of the opportunity that it presents to maybe come to some kind of midway mark and start to talk and start to engage, why don't we start to have days of peace, days of cooperation? Somebody on TV in a Vox Pops moment said, why can't they have a day of meditation? Well, I don't think we're going to be stretching it that far, but we really, really hope that anybody who's of public diplomacy or diplomacy will start preparing for this day and saying, you know what, by having days of rage, by having days of protest, by having days where the anger is perpetuated, we are not solving anything. We need to start to negotiate. We need to start to talk to each other.
Absolutely. And blue whales spotted off the coast of Eilat. It's the first time ever.
It is a first time ever, and even I had to read this twice. But yes, a blue whale was seen in the Red Sea, which is just off the coast of Eilat, and this was on Tuesday morning.
And this wasn't, it wasn't a Mossad spy whale.
I think, you know, it moves too slowly to be a Mossad spy whale, but I tell you where there is Mossad
shoes?
Activity,
yeah.
Howard, is definitely with mosquitoes at the moment.
Really,
you know,
yeah.
You don't see them, you don't hear them, they just leave a trail of destruction in their wake, and, you know, they disappear as quickly as they come in. But, yeah, fishermen spotted the whale on Tuesday, and, of course, marine biologists in the area are very, very excited, because it's the first time the animal has been spotted in our waters ever. You know, they normally are found in the North Atlantic or in the Southern Hemisphere. It's very, 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 very rare that they journey so far from their natural habitat. And they're the world's largest mammal. They can grow up to 30 meters. And they were hunted to near extinction. But it's quite incredible that even they contravened BDS and came to visit us in Israel.
Absolutely right. Incredible, incredible. And with that, we unfortunately leave it. Rolene Marks, thank you as always. That's the Israel Report, trying to keep it a little bit lighter on a Friday, where we look back at the week and some of the week stories. And, of course, you can catch Rolene on the afternoon drive show with Kathy Kaler every day. That's around about 10 to 6. Quarter to 10 to 6, is that right?
Yeah, about quarter to 10
about
to
quarter
6.
Quarter to 10 to 6. That's, you can catch Rolene Marks every weekday, and she joins us on a Friday for the Balagan Baboke. Rolene, you have a fantastic weekend, a Shabbat Shalom, and please God, it'll be a safe and peaceful weekend for everybody in Israel.
Amen. Shabbat Shalom, guys.